for Luke and Savannah. Luke and Savannah Beale have been part of us. Their families have been we've been in relationship for 20 years or more. They then got hitched up, which was awesome, and are both lovers of Jesus. And they've been at IHOP for the last 3.5 years, and they are making a transition. Maybe some of you have seen them, seen the email, but making a transition back. And so I wanted Luke to give you a bulletproof of that and just kind of put that out. And then Tim and some of you guys come on up here.
Yeah, so the last a little over 3 years, we've been at IHOP in Kansas City and serving full-time on a large missions base there. Focus a lot on worship, which we have a mandate to do, and intercession, which is a precursor to, I believe, discipleship, to revival, to so many things in an area. And I know that you guys would agree with that. We, at the beginning of this calendar year, started to feel a little bit of connection more with El Dorado and Wichita, knowing that the Lord wanted us to reach out and partner with multiple ministries. But it's really only in the last 3 to 4 weeks that God has spoken clearly that we're to relocate here to El Dorado. So we're going to do that later this month, and we will be full-time music missionaries. That's what we'll call
What'd
it right
you call
now.
That?
Yeah,
what is
music
that?
Missionaries,
music missionaries.
Musicianaries. Savannah doesn't like that term.
Okay.
But it's a little bit outside of the box, but we are so stinking blessed. We're confident that the Lord has called us to do it, but we're really blessed that we get to do this with our lives.
Amen. Amen.
Beyond just feeling called to do that in ministry, we're honored that we get to partner with the Lord's heart. In doing that here locally, we believe that there's a local aspect to that when partnering with Disciple Nations and other ministries here, and then also internationally and across the U.S. So we just a couple things that you guys can be praying about. We move here the 20-something of April, and we are praying about where to live, specifically in El Dorado. So we know that God will reveal that. Next weekend, we're doing a worship weekend in Park City. If you guys, if anybody would like to come to that on Friday or Saturday, you can ask me for more information. And then the 25th of April, we're doing a worship night at the First Baptist Church in Lyons, Kansas.
Oh, great.
So, and then the first week of May, we're actually going to 5 cities in Michigan and then Rockford, Illinois as well. But Michigan, as you guys know, the Lord is doing crazy things in Michigan, but it's also a hotbed for Islam. Mm-hmm. You guys have heard of that, Dearborn, yes, and other places. And so there's a potential that Michigan would become the first Islamic state in the United States. And be praying for that state.
Excellent, excellent. So we're going to be on mission. Come on, guys. We want to pray for them. You're going to hear more about these guys as we go. But we're so glad they're coming down. And they're not coming down just to be new lifers. They're coming down to bless the whole body of Christ, to produce lovers of God in these last days. And so we embrace them. They're going to be Disciple Nations working with that organization. If you want to support them or know more about their ministry, please contact them or us, and that would be great. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for these two. We thank you that they're sold out for you, that they love you. We thank you, Lord, as Tim said, it's just unique to find people sold out for Jesus, all in. And they are by the grace of God. And so use them to stir up passion for your name everywhere they go. We thank you for their musical talents, but we thank you most of all for their hearts. And we just pray you would bless them, provide for them, open doors for them, bring provision, and we just praise you, God, for Luke and Savannah and their family and their bigger families, their larger family, and we embrace them as their spiritual family and pray for your blessing, for your glory's sake, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.